Royce Reed, good morning.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Long time.
I'm real good. We were in town last week because we went back on the air on Star 94.5. Thank you for all your support on getting us back on the air. I heard you raised a lot of sand because we were off the air. Thank you so much, Royce.
No problem.
And you were in Vegas with your dance company?
Yes. I have a 501c3. I think the last time I talked to you, we were only up to like maybe 30 or 40 something girls.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now we have over 130.
Nice.
So we're growing. Yep.
I like it. She's Royce has created a group that brings communities together, it says, with breakfast, patrolling bus stops, after school programs, and tutoring.
That's full service.
Yeah, thank you. And we actually have our dance camp. It's next week, the 25th, 29th, in Orlando. Actually in Eatonville, which is a perfect area. As far as the breakfast, that's something that we're going to start when school starts back, because that's not something that people do anymore. And they always say that kids do the best when they eat in the morning.
Absolutely.
So we're trying to bring something back. So.
Well, Royce, there's a lot of craziness in the world, and especially there in Orlando. I mean, just yesterday, down the street is it Titusville?
Titusville.
In Titusville,
yep.
Another crazy shooting. Happened over the weekend at a hospital. Crazy person just goes into a hospital room and shoots the patient and a nurse and a nurse in the room. Just crazy.
I heard about that, but also you kind of have to. I don't want to say you have to figure out who to point fingers at, but I think people need to start paying attention when people are asking for help, because I believe the mother has asked for help several times and they kind of just, turn a blind eye.
Let me ask you this. We were talking about what's going on, Royce, and talking to your children. Are you having a conversation with your son?
And how old is your son now?
Braylon is 8. He'll be 9 in November. And unfortunately, yes, I have had to have to talk with him. You know, it's unfortunate because I think growing up, that's not something that we really had to learn at such a young age.
What do you say to your 8-year-old black male?
I just have to tell him to be aware of his surroundings. I don't want to scare him. I don't want him to live in fear. I want him to be able to go outside and ride his bike and, you know, play 2-square, 4-square, stuff like that. But, you know, we also have to, in these times, let them be aware, because just a couple of years ago, the little boy who was playing with the toy gun,
right,
you know, around the same age. But I don't let Braylon play with guns. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but if I know what's going on and, you know, I'm privy to what's going on, I have to let him know. And
Royce,
again,
I
don't want to scare him, but go ahead.
I noticed everywhere I went in Orlando, mm-hmm. there was security in every door. I don't care if it was the Whole Foods or it was the club we had a set, or everywhere I went, there was security.
Yeah.
And so your son, your 8-year-old son, has to see this everywhere he goes. Mm-hmm. He has to get wand. It's got to be challenging for a parent with a black male.
Right, and I think for the most part, he doesn't really understand exactly what's going on. Again, you know, I have to explain certain things to him, but it's the way that you say things, and you just have to tell him, oh, baby, it's just because they're trying to make sure that you're safe. There's a lot more people in the world now, you know, certain things like that. But he definitely questions things at times, especially because my dad does have him watch the news a lot, and that's something we argue about because, I mean, you know, you want them to know what's going on in the world, but then you also, again, don't want them to live in fear. So I don't turn on the news all the time because I don't think certain things he needs to see at 8 years old. I think there's certain things that we can just teach him, and there's a way that you explain things versus turning on, you know, the news every morning and hear about someone else that looks like him.
But your daddy said,
what do you say to your daddy when he does stuff you don't want him to do with your son?
Oh, goodness. I'm so used to it. You know, I'm just, and kind of, my mom says it all the time. She's like, baby, you know, once you get up in age, you can't change the way things are done.
Oh, black man.
Yeah. You can't change the way things are done.
If you don't want him to watch the news, don't have me babysit. That's what he said.
Right.
Don't bring him over here.
Don't bring him over here. I'm going to tell him the way it is.
Pretty much, yeah.
All right, Royce.